Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Ho, 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 ho. It's your favorite podcast.
It's Christmas time.
Mistletoe and wine.
Children sing.
So once again, if this is purely audio for you, right now we have transformed the podcast studio into a winter wonderland.
A pink ribbon.
We have
wonderland.
Pink bows on our microphones right now. We have
absolutely
frosted. And I know what you're thinking if you're watching on YouTube. God, professionally decorated. We whipped this up a couple days ago.
Took us
an hour.
Hours. It was a tough.
It was tedious,
tough,
wasn't it?
Job. We had
We've
to
got
put
frosted
each
Christmas trees
in individually. I told that
ready-made
to
Christmas trees, not real, artificial.
She's never heard of that before, having to put each branch in.
Really? Oh, I have.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite normal.
Is it each branch?
Yeah, I think so.
Individually.
Yeah.
Because usually I feel like it's split up into three. Or four.
Like skirts,
yes,
almost, that you drop on.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Yes. Amazon's finest. Everything is Amazon's finest. The ribbons, the heart baubles. All of the heart baubles.
So
and
our
the tree
theme
skirts.
Is pink ribbons. That's what's on our Christmas trees. And we're going
to
have this for the whole month of December.
So we'd
and
like
we can't
to wish
wait.
You a Merry Christmas and a festive Happy New Year.
Happy, Happy New Year.
We really are in the spirit, aren't we, Sophia?
We're so in the spirit. I'm just so... Yeah, I love it.
Sophia, yeah, we are so in the spirit.
I'm having my hot chocolates, yes, at night time.
Yes.
I'm listening to Michael Bublé. I'm just really in
embracing
the swing.
It.
Yeah.
The one thing about this season that is starting to bug me.
Oh God, here she goes.
Is the amount of fluff that I'm producing
from
all these coats.
Ah.
You know, and especially because my new edition of my Stanley Cup, I'm finding fluff all over this straw, all over this Stanley Cup.
Oh.
And oh, just the fluff everywhere.
Oh.
It's, yeah, and because obviously this one is brown.
Of course.
It's reminiscent of brown pubes.
Oh, and you're finding them on the straw. How did that get there?
So that's the only thing,
yikes,
I will say about the fluffy get-ups.
Okay, yeah.
But I do love it because I love being comfy.
I've just recently bought a pink scarf. Got it here with me today. Not wearing it to record because it gets pretty hot.
That would be quite an obstacle, quite a barrier.
Yeah, just one thing I need to get now is some mittens, some gloves.
Same, I was thinking about mittens.
But it's not that cold yet. I'm not really
it's
feeling
not,
the need for
if
that.
If you were to get on a line bike, Sophia, then
very
you would need
true
some protection for the hands.
I experienced that, yeah, the weekend. Yeah, that's very
yeah
true.
Because the knuckles is, I mean, you know, God help the people who get all those cracked knuckles. Angie, my mother, being one of
we
them.
We used to get those when we used to go to school, remember?
Are we okay?
We'd have cracked raw knuckles.
Oh my God, I just got a flashback of your
red raw knuckles.
To get to that school every morning. Beckett school, what were you doing to us? We're bleeding knuckles. I would have been a bare fist fight.
Because we used Jesus to walk to the bus stop.
Agony. Do you know what?
Hands would be PE outside.
And was it,
so hands would be so sore.
I'm sorry, why was our mothers not buying us gloves?
They
you
probably
know,
were.
We were coming home with bleeding knuckles.
Help me.
Like looking like Oliver Twist.
They probably were. We just weren't wearing them. Or we'd lose them and it'd be like, I've bought you 3 pairs of gloves.
Yeah, because was it that, like, were we wearing coats? Was it, like, not cool to wear a coat?
Yeah, well, you had to wear a black coat, bullshit, you know, rules, with no logos on.
Bullshit rules. Isn't that just stupid?
I don't know. I can't really remember.
Black bag only.
And
oh,
then, you know, if you wanted to wear a coat to school, you got to carry a coat around,
yes,
all day.
Because then once you're there, you get hot.
Yeah.
Because that heating's turned on.
Yeah, the heating's up. Yeah. So yeah, our poor knuckles. Gosh. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. I have a vision of your bleeding
same
knuckles.
Oh, Jesus. God, they feel sore thinking about
Christ.
It. So happy Wednesday, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah, so it's
welcome
bleeding
to
knuckle season.
It's bleeding knuckle season.
It's giving goo.
And welcome to our winter wonderland. Woohoo!
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right, we got a cork of question of the week.
Let's do this.
So everyone, ho. I want you to remember, transport yourselves back to your work Christmas party last year.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Get in the zone.
There's a lot of, you know, it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
Look forward to. Sequins. Are you doing a red lip?
Mm.
Got a new little heel with a bow on, mm-hmm, you know? God, yeah. Brian's going to be there. Yeah, he's going to be there. Oh, God, all the departments are going to be there.
Yeah, there's really nothing quite
especially
like...
Especially Steve from Human Resources.
Steve from Accounting.
Sexy Steve from Accounting.
There's nothing quite like the work Christmas party.
There's really not.
After
a year of hard work for the company.
Oh, blow off some steam.
You know, let's just blow off
drink
some
steam. Wine. So our question of the week this week is... Tell us the wildest work Christmas party stories.
Wow, wow, wow.
We just want the goss, basically.
I just love this. I live for this kind of shit.
Because all I think about work Christmas party is people who shouldn't be snogging are snogging. That's what I think. Or it's like people who've had a little bit of a, you know, blah, 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 yeah, they're snogging. It's, yeah, like, whoa.
Because it's the glitz and the glam of it,
yeah,
all. It's the mulled wine.
We spoke about it last week a little bit. It's those kind of vibes.
Yes.
Okay, so I got with a colleague I had sexual tension with in front of everyone and it was filmed.
Classic.
Oh, no.
Filmed?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, that's classic. I expect many snogs at the work Christmas party.
Twerked on my 55-year-old male boss.
Oh, gosh. Lovely. Love that.
So, oh, my God. Sex up with the boss in the shower at work.
With the boss in the shower. Wow.
Wow.
Honestly, get that back.
A girl was leaving, slept with her crush. Oh no. Sorry, listen to this. Let me start that again.
Oh, no.
So a girl was leaving. So yeah, the Christmas party was like her final hurrah.
So she
slept with her crush.
Love that.
Then her new job fell through and she was back in on Monday.
Oh, God.
That's always so embarrassing. I remember at my retail job, our manager was supposed to be leaving,
yeah,
and everyone was quite happy.
Because of the incident that happened?
No.
No.
Because he got offered a job in Germany.
Oh.
So he was going to be leaving. It was all the talk. It was all, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we had this big leaving due and all the staff were like, oh my God, he's going to be leaving. And then... yeah, it fell through and he didn't leave. He was like, oh, never mind.
And he just kept his job.
Yeah, nothing worse than having a leave and do and then not leave.
Yeah, did they not find a replacement for him though?
No, he didn't leave, he stayed.
I know, but like if you're having a work do, I'm a leave and do, I'm assuming that they found a replacement. So then they had to let the replacement know.
Yeah, and maybe there was some, I can't really remember, but there's like, you know, supervisors, manager. So maybe they, oh, she's found another pube on the straw.
It rests on me and now there is brown pubes all on my lovely straw.
And because the straw's got a bit of lip balm on it, it's got a bit of stick.
It's got that tackiness.
It's got that,
that you would expect. Mm-hmm.
God, everyone's just sleeping together, it sounds like.
It's the sexual tension in the workplace that'll do it.
A girl that'll started giving one it. Of the managers a lap dance and she never came back. Spewed over someone's fur jacket.
Okay, classic. Yeah,
I slut dropped and my jeans split massively, revealing my ass to managers.
Classic. Love that.
Tried to impress my work crush by doing the worm. Landed on my head and kicked him in the balls.
Oh, goodness me.
I threw up on a guy I had a crush on, never lived it down.
Sick will do it.
A sick will do that to you.
If I was, you know, if I fancied someone and they were sick on me, I wouldn't be able to be yeah, because that smell
just never leaves you.
Yeah, it would. You would think of them and the sick in the, at the same time, wouldn't you?
Got so drunk, I was escorted home by my manager.
Oh, gosh.
Boss brought his mistress to the Christmas party.
Not the mistress.
Left his wife and kids at home.
That's wow. So bold and brazen of him, isn't it?
It's just colleagues. No one's bringing partners.
Wow. And he's brought his mistress. Wow.
We're not allowed to have parties in our office anymore as a couple were caught having sex in the toilets.
So they ban parties just because of that? Yeah. Come on. That's
ruining it for everyone.
That's just natural animal instincts. We're not allowed to have parties anymore.
Because someone had sex in the toilets.
What would they ban at school? Just stupid shite. Oh, they're banned. Silly
yeah,
bands.
Fizzy drinks.
No, like, yeah, and like all the like fun games that you get.
Yeah, trading. Like
Trading. Oh, they're banned.
Yeah,
what?
They're banned now.
Why are you banning them? It's not drugs.
It's not drugs.
Like top trump cards are banned. Yeah. What? Let us live. Let us have one little slice of fun.
Please. Pushed against a cash machine.
Whoa. That was bent over the cash machine. Ooh, whoa, Susie.
She actually said, ended up pushed against cash.
With my knickers off. My knickers were down by my ankles.
Kissing my work mental. Not the mentor.
No, why is that one? Drink the knickers. Ended up by the cash machine with my knickers on my ankles. I just can't.
Push it against the cash machine.
Push against the cash machine. I'm crying now. Oh, brilliant.
We're in the
fucking makeup now. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, it's actually my mentor.
HR kissing married men. Oh, the irony. Caught the 60-year-old CEO having a spliff out the back.
Whoa.
Just really seeing people in different lives.
Yeah. You know what? It's like when you see teachers in their own clothes at the weekend in the supermarket and you're like, whoa, you look fucking different. And it's scary and weird.
That's weird.
It's the same way with your bosses. Like, I don't want to see you outside of the work environment. It makes me uncomfortable.
I don't want to see you in hoodies and joggers.
No. Like, I don't want to see you with your wife.
No, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see you with your kids.
No.
I can't picture that.
No. Yeah, seeing teachers at the supermarket.
I remember I saw the Baptist one from Did you? Park once.
Oh, that's weird.
I hated it. Hated every moment of it.
It's just uncomfortable,
like when you see
isn't
the priest
it?
Out and about. That's not normal.
That feels like a sin, seeing the priest
out
and about.
Like, I only see you in the walls church. Of Christ, you know?
What are you doing out here on Cotton
Hill? Why are you
Hill?
In Tesco? That's not very Christ-like of you. rest in peace, Father Amen.
I really miss our priest.
He was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Lovely Irishman.
Yeah, see, I never knew he was Irish. Like,
goodness
I
me.
Never knew he was Irish.
You heard his voice probably about 5 days a week.
I know, but I never clocked that it was Irish. It was just a deep,
what do you say when you
mumbly
go?
Voice. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Father, Son,
in the
Holy
name
Spirit.
Of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
He was Irish. Yeah, I never knew that about him.
Made the big old move to Nottingham.
Gosh, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonder what brought him over.
The priesthood.
Yeah, Christ.
Parish.
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 Oh, whoa.
What a blast from the past.
What a time to be alive that was.
That's so weird. I saw a dress that was called the Parish dress last night.
God, it's haunting you.
Yeah. What does that mean?
And old flames resurrecting. That's giving invisible string theory, you know.
In our Patreon episode we did on Monday, Sophia said, we resurrected the trees. Do you realise you said that?
No.
And in the moment I went, resurrect? That means brought back from the dead, does it not? Only Jesus is resurrected. We resurrected the tree. Resurrected.
But like the Christmas trees were like dead in their box, and now we've brought them out back to life.
Oh, that actually
and
does
they'll
make
go,
sense.
They'll go in again, and then we'll bring them out again. Yeah. In, out,
that
in, out.
That does actually make sense. Actually, my bad.
Everyone's just having sex in the toilets, really. Why do you people?
So
work?
Where are we having in the toilets over the cash machine?
People are giving blowjobs on the table.
Went to the table. Oh well, we heard of an incident that happened under the table.
Something I never even didn't even know existed.
Involving toes. Toes in intimate places.
Toes it toad in the hole.
Under the dinner table. Yeah. Toad in the hole. Someone had a toad in the hole last night.
Did it?
Sharing toes in the holes are delicious though, aren't they? But toes in other holes is toes not so is not delicious.
So. Oh my god.
Toenails. Think of all the bacteria and fungal that is under a toenail.
The HR lady threw food and got fired the next day.
What? You get fired for throwing food?
Food fight.
Food fight.
Lobbing pies in the grocery room. Got a lot of Christmas stories
Sophia,
here, guys.
Sophia, would you think that's a sackable offence?
No, throwing food. That's fun, isn't it?
That's fun. That's F-U-N.
Yeah,
that's
maybe she was doing it out of rage,
penalise you. Or maybe she was doing it out of anger.
Yeah. Or, if she worked at a restaurant and was taking food off plates and throwing it, then I could see how that would be inappropriate.
Okay, because if you were to throw like a slab of meat, that would hurt.
That hit you that like
would,
a brick.
That would slap you like a hand, wouldn't it? It'd be like a slap.
Steak.
Yeah, but just like something soft, bit of mash, that's really good to throw.
I mean, well, most of the drama here just seems to be that people are hooking up. People
that.
Are hooking up and people are having
That's
fun.
That's exactly what I would expect from you lot.
Someone put sex in the toilets. Classic.
Classic. It is classic.
Classic Christmas party antics.
Classic.
Okay, well, we've got our Christmas party in a couple
God.
Of weeks' time.
Yes, we get to attend the Christmas party. How fun of us.
We'll tell you if there's any drama there. We'll be keeping our eye out.
We'll be on our best behavior, I promise.
We'll be keeping our ears peeled
Santa.
In the toilets.
Santa.
Baby. Da, da, da,
Santa
da, da,
baby.
Da, da. Okay, first dilemma?
Yes, please.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
You guys know me and Sophia love a little foot topic.
Bit of wiki feet.
Bit of wiki. We should double check what our scores are.
I know,
are.
We should see if they've gone up.
Should hope we're foot five. That's so interesting because we were talking about other feet things this week.
I know, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, toes. Yeah. I know. We were just talking about toes and such. And now we've got foot fetish gone too far.
What could this mean?
How
wiki
could it have gone
subscription.
Too far? Yeah, just constantly...
Pictures of feet above the bed on posters.
Yeah.
What could be taking
Screen
this too far?
Screen savers as toes.
Touching strangers' feet on a bus,
Touching strangers'
bit
feet.
Bit of footsie on the tube. What could this mean?
Oh, God. Hey, girls. One of my best friends has come to me in confidence. Girl.
God, now you're spilling all our dirty laundry on this podcast.
And I don't know how to help or who to turn to. So I've turned to you.
Oh gosh, okay.
Listen, we do need to do more research on the fetish industry.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because we could really build
you
our
got
rapport.
Any fetishes?
No. Yes, feet.
Yes.
Your feet in particular. Pop them out. Let me have a look.
I always catch you looking at them.
Well, at least we've got nice feet, eh?
We've got beautiful feet.
Right, so. She's been with her boyfriend, Brian, for 2 strong years.
Your friend, okay.
Your friend.
Your friends come to you in confidence, okay.
They've been a smooth sailing, super healthy relationship from day one.
Gorge.
They recently moved in together and are starting up their dream side hustle. Love that.
Oh, this sounds beautiful.
Basically living their dream. Love that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Towards the start of their relationship, he disclosed a few alternative sexual preferences.
Alternative.
a few.
A few alternative sexual preferences.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's reminding me of that dilemma we had before where the guy was wanting to, like, you know, how do you feel about me slapping you around the face? And it was like, whoa.
How do you feel about being gagged? full stop. He likes feet. Okay. I feel like in the grand scheme of, I mean, we know also of that other toe man, don't we?
Who?
The toe man. The big toe man about town. The toe man.
Who?
The big toe man.
It's the guy we were just referencing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The only man we've spoken about recently who likes toes.
Okay. Yeah, we know one of
right,
those.
Right. Okay. So he let her know at the start of the relationship. I've got a few alternative sexual preferences. Mm-hmm. I like feet. Sue me.
Sue me. What's a guy to do?
Cuff me. What's a boy to do? Right.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it. He likes feet.
Look, there are many more extremes than feet. You know,
I'd take feet any day.
Yeah, I could take feet any day.
Just not. I'm not near touching me yours, or on me. But no.
Yeah,
absolutely. He likes feet. She never had a problem with this, although not something she's personally into. Mm. She was happy to give it a go and explore. That's what it's about, being open. Yeah. It's about being open to your partner's
likes. Put this in your mouth.
Yeah, what do you think about? Go on, suck on that. I couldn't deal with that of an evening. Suck.
Please, put it down. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, okay. So it's not her thing, but she's happy
but
to...
But she said she was happy to give it a go and explore.
Yeah.
And that's all you can ask for from your partner.
An open mind.
It is.
Open mind, open heart, open toe shoes.
An open mind, an open toe shoes, I guess. Not in the winter. Fucking hell. That was a good one.
Okay.
Oh, that was smart. That was quick from you. An open toe shoes. That was good.
Okay, let's keep going then. Okay. Why has it gone too far?
Right.
Let's get to the crux.
She was happy to give it a go and explore. However,
this little piggy went to market.
Oh, please.
This little piggy. What was that rhyme? I used to enjoy that.
Wait, yeah.
And this little piggy ran all the way
oink,
home.
Oink, oink.
It was about all the piggies going to market or something.
Yeah, wouldn't people grab your toes?
But then I
realized. This little piggy.
But then I realized that, you know how they say there's like a, you know, morbid meaning behind nursery rhymes? This little piggy went to market. It's going to
get killed.
And then the one ran all the way home, so it escaped.
That's why we don't eat meat. That was the start of our veganism. Mm. Also, just a quick thought. He likes feet, not necessarily his feet. He likes other feet on him.
I don't think people... Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess maybe his toes getting sucked might do something.
Oh, I see what
you
mean.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
He likes other feet, not necessarily his feet. Actually, no, because we heard of the toe incident that happened.
God, what? Is this the same incident you're referring to?
Yes, it is. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So does he likes feet, his feet in holes. But that's a conversation for another day. She said she was happy to give it a go and explore.
Mm-hmm.
However... Recently, he's been more and more protective and sneaky over his phone. And that's very easy to
very
notice,
easy
isn't
to
it?
Spot. Yeah.
Because like it's like usually, you know, you've gone to the toilet, okay, phone's out, whatever.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I can spot it a mile off.
Yeah.
Okay. She came to me about this as she was thinking the worst, and we agreed we would have a snoop.
Okay, I love that she's confided in you.
Me too.
You guys have obviously got a really like close connection. She's not afraid to be judged by you, which is really nice.
Like something's off. What am I going to do?
So you both snooped. God, how exciting.
Yeah, what a thrill.
Four eyes better than two.
Absolutely, Sophia. So the other night I got a phone call. She's in tears. I assume I'm going to have to pick up the pieces from a nasty cheating Brian. Right. And obviously I just feel heartbroken for her. But no, it's worse.
What? How can it be worse than a nasty cheating Brian? Of course, this is foot fetish.
This
What's going on?
The toes.
Oh no.
Whilst he was in the shower, she had grabbed his phone, where she found her own feet pics.
He's at the paparazzi. Feet up on the sofa.
It's going to be socks. Socks on.
Ugg boots on.
All right. So these have been taken over the course of a few months, all while she's been sleeping. Not while
oh,
I'm asleep.
Oh, that's giving. That's giving.
But that's just
spooky.
Dead limp feet.
That's a bit scary, actually.
That is, because you know when you're asleep, you
I don't like the idea of that.
That he's walking over your naked body as you're asleep and snapping pics of your feet.
No. I really don't like the idea of that.
Because for all we know, he's going to slice one off and put it in the freezer.
That's really unsettling and a bit spooky.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, if your boyfriend came to you with a foot fetish and you were open-minded, as she yes. was, she could have been like, sure, what do you like? Take pics, put them in some
soap.
What
do you want me to do?
Yeah, point,
what
flex.
Do you like?
Yeah, like, you know. So the fact
point
that he's...
Is that what? Is that... Does that do anything for you? What would you like me to do with them?
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, that yeah. could have been a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So the
yeah,
fact yeah. that he's, you know... While she's asleep, that really yeah. puts a creepy tone on it, actually.
Because it's like, just ask me.
Yeah.
If you were like, do you know what? Send me a pic of your feet.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like,
sure.
Right.
Okay, babe. Yeah.
Sure, I'll go get a pedi for you. You know what I mean? And you can do it like quite.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm doing something for you at least.
Yeah.
No, you know. You know, yeah. what colour should I get on my toes? I don't know. Yeah. Is that to anyone? I don't know. Not the, yeah, me, my limp, sleeping body.
Yeah.
And you're just putting the flash on.
It's raw.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. Chicken drumsticks. Raw. Pale feet.
Especially if I've got no fake tan. That's just
That's
blue
what I'm
feet.
That's what I'm saying.
Blue veiny
blue
feet.
Veiny. Chicken
Unposed
drumsticks.
Feet.
Feet.
You know, and we've got high arches.
I
so
know.
So let's just sit like. Yeah, it's giving
okay.
chicken drumstick.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Oh, God.
And also, this has horrified her. Like, this has made
yeah,
her cry.
Yeah,
because she is also feeling, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's spooked out.
It's a secret, like, and we shouldn't have secrets.
Mm. But well, it's like, you've told me that you have a foot fetish. I'm so aware of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so let's go for
so
it.
Let's
like,
go
just
for
tell
it.
Me about it. Like you said, do you like them pointed? Do you like them flexed? Buy
let's
me some
keep
nice
going.
Shoes. But let's keep going. Right, they had never discussed this.
Huh?
And as in like about the pics.
Right.
And she had no idea this entire time about these pictures that were being taken. She said she felt disgusted and so taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And this did not seem like something her Brian would do. Okay, so she's like, this is not like you. Mm. Like I'm seeing a different side to you.
Mm.
So he came out of the bathroom and she pretended nothing had happened.
It's quite shocking.
It is.
Like, I know it sounds like silly, but it's quite
it's,
shocking,
it's,
really.
It is, because it's exactly that. Like,
it's the
oh,
fact
I feel
that
like
you're
I don't
asleep.
Know you.
Yeah.
I feel like,
like
I
if you were
you.
Like, you know, legs up on the sofa watching a film and he was like, cool, your feet look great. Let me snap a pic. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it's the whole
yeah,
of, you
if
know,
that was floaty boat,
yeah,
whatever.
If this was your like boyfriend of a couple
yeah.
of years, you were like,
Which
yeah, sure,
is.
Do what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, why can't he just say, oh yeah, look at your feet today. We'll just
yeah. So like, you see my feet all the time. Yeah,
right.
It's the asleep photos.
It's the asleep for me.
That is really crossing a, that's,
you
yeah.
know, when you're in a deep sleep and you know, you're
that's
expecting.
That's just inappropriate.
Yeah. Okay, so he came out of the bathroom. She pretended nothing had happened. They carried on as usual. She hasn't given anything away that anything is wrong. She's just been like, you
okay.
don't know what's happened. So she called. So that's when she called me the following day in
right.
complete shock to tell me that she had found and asking was asking me for advice, saying she didn't know if she could heal from such a breaking of trust.
You feel violated. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
She loves him and the life they are building together more than anything and didn't know whether to stick it out and never mention that what she's found. I know, but I wouldn't be able to fall asleep again.
I know, I'd be on edge. I'd be going to
know?
Sleep with socks on, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Oh, but then what if you wake up with no socks on?
Ooh.
then you're going to be in your creepers. So she doesn't know whether to stick it out, never mention it again, or confront him and potentially risk it all blowing up. I honestly didn't know what to say and spent most of the time just trying to make her feel a bit better about the situation. Mm. Any advice for her on what to do about this? Thank you, girlies.
Wow.
Right, okay, what to do?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of like what we've been saying as we've been reading it. Like, the foot fetish wasn't a secret.
It
wasn't ever a problem. You know what I mean? No, you were open to it. He, you know, said it quite early on in the relationship. It was well received, yeah. You know. And then, but it's the...
He's made it a problem now.
It's the secrecy of, you know... It's the pictures on the phone.
It's the dishonesty and you're just not being open. You know, if we're building this future together, also a business together,
yeah.
You know, we're starting up a business and you can't even be honest to me about wanting a quick, cute little pick of my feet.
Yeah.
You know, then
it's
what
secretive.
Else? Well, then it makes you think that it's like, well, what else are you being dishonest about? And it's alarming.
It does open a can of worms because you... kind of realize that your boyfriend, who you thought, you know, you had a really great communication with, you thought had no secrets, everything, I can tell him anything, you've realized like, oh shit, he actually has been keeping a secret from me. And it makes you see him
keeping a secret.
Yeah, it makes you see him in a different light. Mm-hmm. And it kind of taints his image in your head because it's like, oh, I never thought we had that dynamic. I thought we were always honest, open.
And you know when you like you think you know someone,
yeah,
you know,
do you think you know thinking, someone,
oh my god, I thought I knew this guy
inside,
you
know, out.
Inside out, I thought we were the love of each other's lives, and now this one thing has made me question everything else as well, because what else are you hiding? Oh, okay, how long has this been going on? Is there other pics? Have you been doing this since, you know, the first time we slept together? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It opens
a can of worms for sure. I think, I mean, honesty is the best policy. I know we kind of always say it, but I think she needs to talk to him about this.
Say something.
Because I think if they're serious about each other, which they obviously are, and it's been, you know, all good from day one, like she just needs to sit down and say like, look, we need to have a conversation. I've been on your phone.
First point is I saw you being a bit shifty around your phone.
Yeah.
That gave me alarm bells.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had a look on your phone while you were in the shower. Not proud of it, but. But I did it. Sue me, you know. And I found something. So obviously the shifty behavior.
All she needs to say is like, you know, she doesn't have to be, you know, shouting and blah, blah. It can be very calm. Mm. But all she needs to say is, I just need you to explain these pictures of my feet whilst I'm asleep on your phone.
And then it's
just explain it.
And then explain how it makes her feel. Listen. Yeah. And say, look, I never had a problem with your foot fetish.
No.
You know, I was willing to provide you with all the foot content that you
needed. Yeah.
All you had to do was ask. Right?
These toes are ready for
these
the
toes are yours and yours only. You know, does that not make you feel something?
Yeah.
You know, but you had to do it while I was asleep.
Yeah.
And without my consent.
It's a betray of trust.
Yeah,
because you don't want to fall to sleep next to your boyfriend
who's
thinking
being sneaky. You don't want to think that your partner is being sneaky about anything.
Whilst you're asleep, especially.
You know, yeah, whilst you're being sneaky.
You can't lie in bed at night, you know, thinking, oh, I don't want to fall. I need him to fall asleep first. Because, like, you can't live like that. No, That's not sustainable.
But it's not healthy to
Not
think,
healthy, no.
Oh, yeah, what's he going to get up to tonight? Oh, I'm a bit on edge. Yeah, no. He is sneaky. Like, that's not a comforting feeling.
Not someone you want to lie next to every night.
So if he can't explain himself and let you know, okay, this won't happen again.
Maybe
he just felt a bit embarrassed of his foot fetish for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought he couldn't ask her for some pictures of her feet.
Yeah.
And thought he had to go, you know.
This may just like open the floor for them to have a really honest conversation
and
it could just get solved and they could move on from it. You know, I don't think this necessarily means they're going to break up. It all depends on what
his
explanation is. But I think she definitely needs to ask the question.
Don't just plod along and let this sweep under the rug.
No, because you're going to end up not sleeping. You're going to get so much more suspicious. This is just going to seep into every area of your relationship.
It is.
And life.
It's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So it needs to be addressed today.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
But God, never heard of that before.
I know, the asleep.
You know, because there's one thing like, you know, imagine she went on his phone and there was just loads of pictures of feet that he'd like paid for online.
Yeah.
You know, okay, right. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. That's...
strong fetish.
You know, definitely a bit weird.
Mm. Well, it's his... Yeah.
No, well, as in like, you know, okay, that would still raise like, okay, you really like feet.
Yes.
You know, you're outsourcing other feet, mm-hmm. you know?
My feet aren't enough.
Right. My feet, exactly that sphere. My feet aren't enough,
mm-hmm.
you know? But yeah, it's the dead it's of the night asleep.
It's the asleep thing. It's like that break of trust. Mm. And secrecy.
It is.
It puts a different light on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, because when you're asleep, that's when you're your most vulnerable.
Exactly, yeah.
And whoever you're sharing a bed with...
That's what I was trying to say,
you're
yeah.
both your most vulnerable in that state.
That's why you feel taken advantage
so
of.
So him breaking your trust at your most vulnerable is actually really concerning.
Mm.
So it needs to be addressed.
Yeah. And it could well be solved.
It could well be solved.
But good luck. Keep us posted on that one, please.
Please.
I hope she's okay.
Me too. I'm glad she's got a good friend she can confide in.
Me too.
At least she's not going through it on her own. At least she has somebody to talk about it. Mm. And you care enough about her to try and get some solutions from the pros.
From the pros.
I'm taking the piss.
Right. Okay.
So Miss Tuxford.
Little interlude.
We
Let's
are a
go.
Big fan of the Ugg, aren't we?
We're both wearing our Uggs, you know, right now.
I wear a pair of Uggs every single day, multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about a man in an Ugg? A little ultra mini.
An ultra mini chocolate boot. Chestnut. Chestnut boot.
A chestnut booty on the big old size 8 feet. How do you feel about that? Is that sexy to you? Would that turn you on? Is that attractive?
Men in Uggs. Listen, you know, I think it would look good, but I haven't seen.
Same.
You know, I want to see it. I can't really
Who's
picture.
Who's a sexy heartthrob that we like?
Zac Efron in a pair of Uggs.
Mr. Efron. You know,
absolutely.
You know, a nice pair of lumberjacky jeans.
Yes.
You know, maybe a little scarf. Shirt. Maybe he's on a trip in the Alps.
Yes,
makes a lot of sense. Sexy.
Yeah, absolutely sexy.
And also, he cares about his foot warmth as well.
Yeah,
he cares about how his feet feels. Mm. He wants to be comfy. Mm. He wants
and maybe
to be cozy.
You know, he's not putting his spray protector on. They're just rugged. They're getting trashed.
Yeah,
because he's just macho.
Okay, so we like a beaten up Ugg on a
yeah.
man. Okay.
Men Ugg boots. Sexy. If it's Zac Efron, pretty sexy.
Zachary.
Okay. Right. Okay. Sexy or sauce?
Next up.
Okay, Chintz, picture this. Dating someone new.
Absolutely.
You're thinking.
As I do.
You're on the sofa, cuddled up, and you're thinking, God, his feet look nice.
Oh, okay.
Very freshly trimmed toenails.
Oh, shit, I've dropped my paddle. Oh. Yeah, am I thinking, God, they're better kept feet than aren't mine.
You're thinking, God, they're glowing.
I've been doing my own pennies, to be honest.
Toenails perfectly square. You're thinking, they look pretty.
Sharp, razor sharp. That sharp Sophia square toe.
And he lets you know that he gets a pedicure once a month.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
So he's booked in on a retainer. You know, like as he leaves the appointment, same again.
See you next
in
month.
4 weeks. Mm. Same time, mister. Same time, mister. What did they? Same time, Mr. Williams. Absolutely soon.
Mr. Williams. Who's that?
I don't know who that is. Okay.
So sexy or so, the man who gets pedicures.
Do you know what? That is fucking... Sexy.
Do you know what? Actually, I've actually got a story about this.
Because
when I went to get my nails done,
lovely.
When I went to get my nails done, not the most recent time, one
yeah,
before,
yeah.
there was a guy in there in his full suit, handsome.
Oh. Not
sat
the
there
suits.
At the pedicure thing, Aww. Getting all his feet scrubbed.
I think it's good.
Had his briefcase, and that's I think honestly the first time I've actually seen a man
yeah.
in getting a net,
because
getting a pedicure in the nail shop.
All men can do is get a haircut.
Yeah,
and I guess get
and
their
I thought, good for you,
trimmed.
Sir, taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty sexy.
I think it's pretty sexy. Mm. Sir. Okay.
Okay. One more.
Right. Okay, Sophia. Okay, let's say I start dating a new guy.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, are you picking me up? You know, how are we getting
eight.
There? You know, and he's like, well, you know, I cycle everywhere, you know, I won't be Ubering, I won't be drinking. A matter of fact, you know, is there a place I can chain
park
my bike?
My bike.
Is there a place I can chain my bike?
I exclusively cycle.
You don't mind if I bring my helmet in to the bar, do you? I'm just okay. My protective gear. So this guy, he exclusively cycles everywhere. He will refuse to get a black cab. He refuses to get an Uber because he cares for the environment. It's either on foot or on the back of the bike. And he clips his feet into the bike as well.
Full lycra. Okay, well, you know, I'm all for protecting the environment, so I've got to respect that. Mm-hmm. But when it's a date night, come on, we can get in the cab, surely.
You know, come on, we can.
We're at least car sharing,
right?
You know,
that's true. It's at least carpooling, right?
We could bus even, you know, public transport.
Yeah.
So biking everywhere, I think it's maybe going to be a soz. Just because, you know, what am I going to do? Hop on the back of the bike.
Well,
hop in the basket
would be quite
at the front.
Sweet, Soph, if he bought you a bike,
or
that'd be nice.
We were on a 2-seater bike,
a little tandem, a little tandem cozy baby.
You want to go at the back or the front, babe? Hop on the back.
I mean, that would be a sight around the streets of London. So after playing sexy,
that's pretty cool. That's kind of couple goals. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to
couple goals
switch it around.
No, that is literally.
Or
goals.
It can be like when the mums take their kids to school and when they have those big things on
the front, and I'm pretty happy as pretty long as I've got you know, protection from the rain. The little what's it called? The little rain protection,
rain cover.
Rain cover. Absolutely. Then honestly, I will quite happily sit in that as long as I'm sat and warm and comfy.
Yeah, he can drive. As long as take the wheel.
Take the wheel. Absolutely.
Let's go.
Pull me around on my little sleigh.
Yeah, I'm kind of here for it, actually. You've changed my mind.
Yeah, sexy. Pop me in the basket at the front. Let's go.
Thank you, guys. That was
brilliant.
Fun. Sexy
or
sauce.
Okay. Well, if you're trying to look for a sexy man, look on Bumble.
This baby right here.
I think Bumble's got a man or a woman for you.
Check it out. So my boyfriend's obsessed with his sister. Plot twist.
And we've all probably seen the Friends episode with the sister. What's his name?
Don't know.
Yes, we do. I literally watched it last night.
Who dates him? Phoebe.
Rachel. Dates. What's his? Oh God, fuck it. And he's just like having baths with his sister. Mm. The bath's ready.
Yeah, and they're like play fighting.
Yeah, and they're like canoodling.
Yeah,
he's like picking her up and like.
Okay, I just want some advice on a situation which I'm starting to feel very awkward about.
Okay,
I've spoken to my friends about it, but feel like they just agree with me to make me feel better, and I need an honest opinion. We're gonna give it to you. I have been with my boyfriend for nearly 2 years.
Okay.
I'm genuinely obsessed with him and I'm positive he is the love of my life and we will be together forever.
You know what? Love that for you.
Love that energy. We barely ever argue and have a very happy relationship. Mm-hmm. God, where's this going to go?
I know.
Why is it so wrong that he loves his little sister?
I know.
However, he has a little sister who is 14.
Okay.
We are both 20.
Okay.
At first, I used to always try and make an effort with her, as you would.
Yeah.
As I want her to like me and the family to like me, etc. I would always offer to take her to Starbucks trips.
Nice.
And I'm sorry, imagine if you were 14 and your older brother's sister.
Incredible. Like
older brother's girlfriend's taking you to Starbucks,
right.
The cinema.
Also,
I'd be loving that.
And like, I've never dated anyone that's got a sister. And I just think... You have.
Mm.
And I just think that would be so nice.
So nice.
Because you know, I've got sisters, I'd be able to relate.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be able to have that sister vibe.
But you wouldn't have that, like, you'd be both complaining to each
brothers.
Brothers. Of boyfriends.
You know, hi, brothers, but sister, it's like, let's build this relationship.
Let's go, girl.
Yeah.
So, Starbucks
trips. And
then
you can, like, bully him together. It's just great,
yeah.
You know?
Girls against boys.
Yeah.
I don't have a sister, so I love the idea of her being like a little sister to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's precious, actually.
It is.
My boyfriend really values his family, so I knew it would mean a lot to him.
Mm-hmm.
My house is currently in the middle of a renovation and has been for the past year, so I'm basically living at his and spend nearly every day with them both. Now, I'm starting to realize it's a bit weird and I'm really starting to lose my temper at him and her
all the time. You're getting angry about this.
It's causing... God, this has changed really quickly.
Yeah.
It's causing a lot of arguments over nothing as I'm constantly in a mood when she's around.
Ooh.
What's the girl done? And she is around 24/7.
So that's the problem. She's around too much.
After work, when we are at his house, we will all be in her room chilling, or she will always be in his room. We get no time alone at all, mm-hmm. and he never seems to care, which annoys me even more. Mm-hmm. She's always, you know, just in the bed with us, watching a film, is always going out with us. He never says anything about it and will right. always ask, let's bring Sarah. Sarah's got to come.
Fucking hell, can we not have a day off?
She's saying like, no, I don't want her to come. They also tell each other everything, which I personally find a bit odd as right. it's his little sister who is 14. Right. There's quite an age gap there.
Yeah, like fair enough if they were like twins.
Yes. You know, or even like 2 or 3 years. Yeah. But a 14-year-old and a 20-year-old, that's a significant.
That's a big jump.
Yeah. He's so invested in all her gossip, which is weird because why do you care about high school gossip when you're an adult?
I mean,
I'd be invested too. Yeah, I won't lie.
It can be juicy.
Even for example, like I could go for a shower, go into his room to get changed, and she's just sat there on the bed with him, not getting a hint to leave when I'm basically naked.
Right.
And same with him. If he's getting changed, she's just sat in the room, not caring, that she can basically see her older brother naked in front of her. I've tried to make hints to be like, can we just go here? Or yeah. just say, you know, I'm really tired, for her to get out the room.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't get it. I feel like deep down he knows it annoys me, but still doesn't tell her to give us some space.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm a third wheel in their relationship.
Right.
I basically just want your... We've never had anything like this before.
We have never.
I basically just want your honest opinion if I'm overreacting, and do you find it normal how close they are? I don't have a younger sibling, so wouldn't really know myself, and should I say something? I'm just scared he will tell her and it's going to make it awkward. Right. Like, you know, I'm living with his family. Mm-hmm.
You know what, because this yeah. is interesting, because as an older
this is
sister,
so interesting.
As an older sister, right, and if I was constantly having a boyfriend round, right,
yes.
imagine I was in the family home.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend round, you know, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And my little fucking annoying yappy ass sister was trying to be, I go, fuck off now.
Off you go.
Can you fuck off? You know.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm. Because with that big age gap,
like, we could have maybe like 30 minutes. Like, yeah, you can hang with us. Okay, now it's time for you to fuck off. Yeah. You know, and it would come very natural for me to be like, it's alone time now.
Yeah, goodbye.
You're pissing us
yeah.
off.
But you've said look, hello.
You're pissing me off and you're pissing him off. You know, I'd just be honest. You know, have you not seen the distressed look on his face because yeah. you've been around too much?
Yeah,
you know, so it's interesting that you're like, well, let's bring Sarah.
Come on.
Because I'd be like, you ain't coming. You ain't coming nowhere.
Who do you think you are?
Where do you think you're coming with us? You ain't going nowhere.
But then yeah. as the younger sibling, you know, it's so fun when you're the younger fun. One. Because it's like, oh, take me. Yes. Let me come.
Yeah. Like,
she's 14.
But please, can I get a moment
having
today?
A brother,
I need to leave the house.
Having a brother who's 20, he can drive. He's yeah. got a bit. He's got a job. He's got a bit yeah. of cash to spend. I'd be like, please take me. Do me. Like, you know, you just, that would
well,
be fun.
Well, yeah, you've got an older brother. Have you ever hung out with him and his girlfriend in his
yes,
bed?
And I'm not, no.
No. Sat in his bed watching films with him and his girlfriend?
No.
Or he's gone to shower that. And he's come back and you just stayed.
But I remember
there.
When we'd all be at home and like Grace would come over, it'd be like, woohoo, let me hang out. Let me hang out, guys. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't go in their room. But then we're very close in age.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, I'd also be like, I'm gonna go talk to my friends, you know.
Yes. I also do have a life. But sorry, Cynthia's calling. Must go.
I've got a social calendar.
Sorry, I've got to get ready for ballet,
saying
guys.
Is if you were 14 and 20, like yes. you would be like, oh my god, this is so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because no, it is interesting that he's like fair enough hanging out with Sibby. How nice, lovely. We all get along. But like, there is a, you know, after a couple out, go right now. Okay, yeah. Give us some fucking space.
Leave me alone
please.
Now.
I need to just breathe for one yeah. second.
You're sitting so close to me.
I can smell you from here.
You're breathing on me.
What do you have for dinner? I can fucking smell it. Do you know what I mean?
But then also like, it's quite sweet because they obviously are super close, which is lovely. You know, I saw
she's
this.
She's saying she's getting angry when she's getting in a bad temper.
I did see this thing, I think it was on Instagram the other day, or it was on Pinterest, and it was this like quote about siblings. Yeah. And it was like, you only live together. Like, isn't it weird? Like when we're like grown up, like you don't live with your siblings anymore.
Aww.
And like, it's kind of like that sad. Like you never think when you're growing up that you're not gonna like live with your, something you don't really think about, is it? And then, when you grow up, it's like, oh God, I guess we don't live in the same house anymore. Aww. Like, and I was seeing that a lot online. So it's kind of nice because, you know, she's maybe thinking like, oh, my brother's not going to be at home, you know, for much longer. Yeah. Like, I want to spend loads of time with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's obviously really pissing you off.
I think you've got to say something to Brian. Just say, I love your little sister, Susie.
She is just adorable.
Isn't she a bundle of joy? God, I can't wait to have a daughter of my own one day. But I just do wonder if maybe when we watch that film tonight.
She said that though. She said she's hinted at like, you know, can we just do this?
Well, then I don't know what is there to do. I don't know what is there to do. Get a lock up, buy a lock.
Because I guess like this is all happening because you're living at his house. Because if you were living like each at your own family homes, you could invite your boyfriend round.
Of course.
For the weekend. He's not going to bring his sister to your house. Well, hopefully
I mean, not. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, to be honest.
But you'd like to, you'd got more of a chance of her not showing up.
Yes.
So I guess you feel a bit suffocated because you're in their house, you know.
You're trying to be polite. Also,
you're a guest in their house, like you kind of feel like you've not got your bedroom because obviously you're living with him
and then she's always in your, you know, this is your room.
I guess you kind of feel like you've not really got anywhere you can escape to because maybe his family's downstairs and it's not the same as being in your own house with your own space. You can watch what you want. Like you're a little bit on edge because you're living with your boyfriend's family.
What are hints we could make to her?
Run along now. Run along now, little girl.
Off you go.
Off you, Paul.
Maybe like, the ill.
Why don't you go and see, like, don't you go and see a film at a cinema rated 15?
There we go. Sorry. Sophia's got it. Bingo.
You can't come.
Have you got ID?
Yeah, like, gonna need a can fake you guys ID? Go out? You're 20. Like, can you go out for drinks? Like, date night?
Yes,
like, she can't come. She's 14.
Organise a mature date night. There we go.
Start doing some shit that
is... Let's
go
to casinos. Yeah. Children aren't allowed. Where else aren't children allowed? Casinos,
bars, nightclubs. Strip clubs.
Strip clubs, gentlemen's clubs, absolutely. There we go. Magic Mike live, Magic I guess. Mike. You know, there's definitely an age cap on that. Strip clubs, bingo. Hey, Brian, fancy going to the strip club tonight? Oh, you can't bring Sarah along with him then.
Honestly, that's probably your only solution.
Yeah, so if we could do a mature date night once every 2 weeks.
Otherwise, I don't honestly, like, don't really know what you can do.
Just
I get
keep
it.
The
like,
hints
you
going.
Feel a bit suffocated because it's not your sister and
but
if you find her a bit annoying, but it's also like, God, what can you really say?
Is
like,
their mother not going, Sarah, give them some alone time? Leave them alone for once. Give them a breath.
I know.
Like the fact that no one's even like making those
comments.
Well,
the mum probably finds it quite sweet because they're getting along so well. Yeah. And...
But you know what? She will start to
get bored.
And also get, you know, when she gets to that age where she can go out on her own, meet up with her mates, go shopping,
have her own life.
Then she won't ever be around. Do you know what I mean? I think she's just on that verge, like, you know,
wanting to be a grown up, but not yet,
and
not there yet.
And before you're 16, like, you don't have that, like, independence. Just because how old were we when we were allowed to go to town on our own? Actually, we were about 30.
No, I wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, I remember you were always allowed to go. I wasn't allowed to go.
But when was that first time we went together? I remember that.
15, I think.
So she's got about a year to go.
Mm.
Before
she gets
Fiona
a bit of independence. She's at that age. She's on the cusp, isn't she, of like getting some independence.
Yeah, back then there was no Find My Friends.
No, but we had phones.
There was no WhatsApp track, you know.
No.
But you know what I mean? That's the air tags.
Mm.
You know, just to track your kids.
Yeah.
You know,
put them in the backpacks.
Yeah.
It's quite handy, actually.
It is quite handy.
Trackers on your kids.
Yeah. Sophia got a rogue air tag got plopped in you, didn't it?
Yes, I think it was on a line bite.
Yeah,
I still don't know what happened, but it was good because, I mean, well, actually, this is a good tip. So you know how we always like joke about, you know, trying to find out if your boyfriend's cheating, put an AirTag on him. I got a notification on my phone that said like an unknown AirTag has been traveling with you for 30 minutes.
That would make me panic.
So if anyone's going to plant an AirTag on your boyfriend, they are going to get flagged on their phone that an unknown AirTag is following them.
And they're going to know it's you straight away.
They're going to know it's you.
Hello?
What is this? Yeah, yeah. So that's a tricky one. But I kind of feel like, look, they're letting you stay at their home. You got to be a good house guest.
And you are being.
Which you are being. And this is something that you're just going to have to
She'll get her own get life on with. Soon, I think. You know, when she's allowed out of the house and she can get that independence.
Yes.
She ain't going to be in your bed anymore.
And try and, you know, arrange some nice date things for you guys to do.
Yeah. That are mature.
Yeah.
And listen, at least she's not, you know, spending the night mean, in the bed with you.
Nasty. You yeah. know, there's this, you know.
At least there's love
it
there.
It could be worse, yeah. Yeah,
at least there's love there, yeah. At least I get that you're trying to sabotage you.
I get that you're getting annoyed, but.
Setting booby traps. Boogie traps?
Imagine.
Booby traps.
Mm.
Booby or boogie?
Booby.
Booby traps.
Oh, no. Booby trap. Yeah, booby trap.
Booby.
Why is it called booby?
Boogie.
Boogie trap. I think I thought it was booby traps.
Booby traps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just never thought about it before. Yeah, at least she's not setting boobie traps. Mm.
Dropping war bombs on your head.
Oh, God.
Bucket of slime over the door.
That would be
Sarah! Yeah, but good luck with that. That's an interesting one. We haven't really spoke about that before. No. I don't think. That's a hard one.
Well, yeah, because usually it's the sister hates me, the boyfriend yeah, hates the mum me, the family hates me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, but this way she likes you a bit she too loves. Much.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Baby. Okay, next dilemma. Why does he post her and not me? Gosh, another can of worms we don't want to open.
That's really is the question of the year, don't you think?
Hi girls, I split from my utterly atrocious ex-boyfriend of 3 years around 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
And I think I'm handling it pretty well. I generally feel at peace with all of it, and I feel like I've grieved the end of the relationship while I was in it.
Big congrats.
You mentally checked out before Big she congrats. Left. And I can confidently say I would never go near him again. Wouldn't even answer a text.
Okay. Congratulations.
But the other day, he actually came up on my TikTok, people you may know, TikTok. Notifications. And I saw that his profile picture was of him and his new girl. Brackets, the girl he got with a week after me, whom I'd had a gut feeling about from the minute he followed her earlier in the year.
And also, so you've only been broken up for 2 months. Mm. So it's giving pre-planned.
And you've already got your new profile pic. Wow.
That's...
This, of course, led me on to have a little snoop out of curiosity, and he has been posting her constantly throughout these 2 months, yet didn't post a single picture of me in the 3 years. He reposts all her stories and even posts his own, but for 3 years, all I heard was, I don't post, or I want to turn my Instagram into a page for my business. So I can't post things like that now.
Okay, yeah.
This is a personal platform. This is a business now.
You know, I'm totally turning this into a business platform.
And if I ever posted him, he wouldn't repost it or would moan and complain why I had done it.
What bullshit is that? Isn't that just crazy?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy?
During most of our relationship, I had no doubts about how he felt towards me as I was his lock screen. We were always on nights away. He was always giving me, you know, just because, bouquets of flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
All his friends knew and would tease him for being so whipped, or so he said. Like, right. So she never felt like, you know, he was unfaithful or anything about the posting.
Or keeping you a secret.
Yeah, you always felt confident in like the real world with your relationship, but it was always like a thing that you didn't...
The social world.
Yeah. I don't want him back, but I can't shake this feeling of, what don't I have that she does? Why all of a sudden does he want to show off this girl who looks like me, may I add, when he was allegedly so in love with me but didn't want to?
Yeah.
I just feel quite down in myself now, and I'm beginning to question a lot about my past 3 years. Mm-hmm. Do you girls have any advice on why he's doing this, or how not to think about it, or any similar experiences?
Generally,
it's a good girl talk question.
Generally speaking, when someone you were with for a long time mm-hmm. gets into a new relationship very quickly, mm-hmm. like 2 months is very quick
to have a whole new girlfriend
or boyfriend straight after a 3-year relationship. It's giving, I'm still heartbroken.
Rebound.
I'm not healed. Mm. I'm trying to replace you. I miss you. Okay, I've met this girl. She looks similar to you. Okay.
Replacement.
And it's giving replacement.
2.0.
Yeah, it's giving replacement. It's giving, I've not healed.
Doppelganger.
Yeah, it's giving, oh, I miss Susie, right?
And also, like, if you...
And it's low-key quite sad, right?
Yes, yeah.
You know, like, if Sophia broke up with her boyfriend... Mm-hmm. And straight away, within 2 months, got a new boyfriend who she claimed she was in love with, who like was a bit similar. I'd be like, oh God.
Moved him into the house.
I'd be concerned. Moved him into the house. You know, I'd be like, this is, you know, she's not healed. Mm-hmm. She's not got
panic.
Over him. It's giving panic. It's giving panic decisions. Mm-hmm. It's giving frantic.
It's giving frantic.
Yeah.
My mind just goes to like, if you broke up with him, or he, like, his ego was hurt after the relationship ended. And, like, he also knows that he didn't put you on social media. Like, is he doing this out of spite?
Yes. It's like a jealousy thing.
Is he doing this because since you've broken up, you said you've handled it well. You're moving on.
Yeah.
You haven't, you know, been messaging him and calling him and whatever. And maybe he's felt a bit like,
shocked by that.
Like, you know, I thought I'd be getting a few drunk calls, at least one drunk text, you know, like maybe he's heard through the grapevine of, you know, people in the same like friendship group or just like city vibes. Like, yeah, she's doing really
that
well.
You're doing really blah, blah, blah.
And maybe he's just simply doing it, trying to piss you off by like posting his new girlfriend and doing
knowing
all this.
Knowing that you're going to see it, knowing that people are going to send it to you.
Knowing that it's going to get back to you because it has. And maybe it was calculated by him to do this because he wants to piss
also,
you off.
Boys aren't stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they are definitely from Mars, but also they're not as stupid as we think. Exactly like Sophia said, he knows he never posted you.
Yeah.
Right? And he knows...
Could be doing it to hurt you.
And he knows all that. And he knows this new girl looks similar to you. And he wants you to see. He's doing it for you. He wants you to fucking see.
Yeah.
100%.
That's where my mind goes.
That 100%. He wants you to see, and he's desperately hoping that it makes you feel some type of way.
Plucks up some sort of emotions.
Yeah, but really...
Because you've handled it so well.
Exactly. Really, you should feel sorry for him and think, look, it's quite sad. You know, you need to be healing. You know, we were in a long-term relationship. It didn't work out. You need to focus on yourself for a bit. When really, he's just jumped headfirst into something else that potentially might not be right for him at all.
Or, you know, on the other hand, it could be that this new girlfriend that he's got, like, insists.
Yeah.
You need to poke, if you were always like, oh, okay, a bit weird, but whatever, you know, this may be their, like, their massive argument, you know, because often, like, I mean, not all the time, but some people, like, they post their relationships because that's where they get validation from them. They're not actually that happy in them. So they post them. So people are like, oh my God, you guys, blah, 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 blah. Like that's
and the gushing
not,
caption.
Yeah. And you always hear about that. Like, oh, yeah. You know, it's not what it seems on Instagram. Yeah. Like we all know that. Mm-hmm. So that could even be another thing. Yeah. Or it might even just be that, you know, I don't know. I get it. I would feel the same. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? You never posted me once. And I get that you can't help but now compare yourself. And you're thinking like, well, are you so much happier with her? Is she so much of a better girlfriend? And blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, like regardless of what the reasoning is, it's not your business anymore.
And
he's not your boyfriend anymore. Don't spend your time thinking about him. Be happy that it's not your business anymore. Like, let him do what he's going to do. Yeah. Don't engage. Don't fuel it. If this is to piss you off, the less you engage, the better. If he is just genuinely over the moon with this new girl and wants to show everywhere, that's their business now. You know, he's not your boyfriend anymore. You're moving on. You're handling it really well. Mm-hmm. Try and stop looking because that's only going to make it worse.
Yeah.
And just onto the next.
Be
you
grateful
know?
That he's not your situation
not your
anymore.
Problem anymore.
You know, you said he was atrocious.
Yeah.
Focus on that. Oh, good luck to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good luck to you guys.
Yeah, that's yeah. how I'd be. I'd be like, I'm just fucking grateful that he's not my problem anymore.
Yeah.
You know, as unfortunate as it is, it's her problem now.
Yeah. And even though they're posting all these cute pics yeah. or whatever, like what I was trying to say before, it may not be
you
what
don't
it appears
know the reality
to be.
Of it.
Exactly.
And you know what? The reality of what's probably going on in her head is thinking, you've only been single for 2 months.
Yes.
You know,
you're
you
with her for 3 years.
Oh, I know. I look like her. Mm. You know, and she's got her own insecurities. Mm. And then you're also, you know, having a bit of a panic about your. And it nothing is ever as it seems.
No.
Right?
No.
And then he's obviously thinking, oh, I'm trying to make her jealous, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Possibly,
and
yeah.
And it's not just this, oh, God, they're so in love and they look so happy and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's never as it seems. Mm. So just focus on yourself in this moment. You've got a lot of healing to do. You've got to get over this breakup.
Mm. Which you are.
Which you are.
And you're on and your
you're
way.
Doing so
you're doing
well.
It well.
Focus on that.
New Year's coming up.
Yeah.
Not your
and
problem.
And listen, a stalk... You know, now and then is great. And maybe you can stalk, you know, in the new year and you won't feel a type of way about it anymore, you know?
And maybe, you know, when you get a new hunk on your arm, a little couple up. Little couple pick on the feed.
Absolutely.
You know?
Because you know who's going to be viewing that straight
launch.
Away? Him.
Mm. By that time, he'll be single.
Yeah. And then he'll, you know, when he sees that your new guy's posting you, right, he'll be like, oh, you know?
Yeah, gosh, yeah.
She's got what she, you know, she's finally got someone who, that she deserves and I hope he feels like
who
that.
Who wants to show her off to the
world. Yeah, because there's nothing worse than that.
Mm. But good luck. Don't start comparing yourself because that is not going to do you any favours. It really is the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Truest poisons.
Truest poisons.
Truest poisons.
I found my boyfriend's body count list. On his phone. So he's going, Susan, Helen,
Becky, Sandra,
Trisha,
Jessica,
Lucy, I haven't got a list.
Megan.
I haven't got a list.
No.
But my notes are full of all sorts.
Wild stuff, yeah.
Hello, girls.
God, this is not what you want to find, is it?
I need serious, serious advice.
Okay, let's get into it.
But you know what I have got in my notes? Random paragraphs about stuff.
Yes.
From fucking years ago.
Same.
Even recent ones.
Shopping lists, to-do lists, random numbers.
How I'm feeling at the time.
Yeah, paragraphs, all sorts.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now, and everything is perfect. Around 2 weeks ago, full stop, around 2 weeks ago, we had a massive argument in person. When we argue, our communication is rubbish. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, give me your phone. And I'll write something on his notes page for him to look back at when we next argue.
It fell into your lap.
This is just worse because you were already in an argument, right? And this is just a cherry on fucking top.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
This is really giving boy talk.
Okay, so he gave me his phone. I went into his notes page and that's when I saw it. .. I saw a girl's name. So I decided to click on it. Okay, so that was the like little...
The headline.
So I saw a girl's name. I decided to click on it. That's when I realized he's wrote his body count list. I noticed my name there at the bottom. Oh, of course you're on the list too.
No.
Oh, no. I noticed my name there at the bottom. I checked the date it was made.
Dates?
Oh,
the date it was made.
Yes, yes. Oh. And it said 23rd of June, 2023.
That's what, recent. In the summer?
Yeah. Can I
How long wait? Have you guys been together?
We've been together for 2 years. Wait, there's another girl's name with June 23rd?
No, no, no. That's when he made the list.
I noticed my name at the bottom. I checked the date. Oh, the list was made on the 23rd of June. My bad.
As okay. Your boyfriend what of a few the... years sat there on the sofa thinking, yeah, let me write up my body count.
Reflecting.
Like, it's not even something that you've made as the names have accumulated.
Yeah, because that enough,
I kind of understand.
If he's had the list since 2017.
Yeah, people have like these books, don't they? Like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Kind of get that. But
yeah,
making
I've had
the
notes.
List.
I've got notes on there from 2016.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Making the list a couple months ago is weird.
Can I just add, I was in the middle of surgery at the time he made it. Okay, so he had a lot of time on his hands and he thought, what's the best
what
thing
can
to
I
do with my time? Make this list.
Take a trip down memory lane.
I confronted him straight away about it.
Good. Already in an argument. See him. Raging.
He immediately grabbed his phone and deleted it. Deleted it. Said it was from years ago. Liar!
The notes never lie, sir.
Liar. And he forgot it was on his phone.
Bullshit. It's the
Bullshit.
Top note. You just made it.
I said to him, you added my name, so that's a lie. Ah. Yes.
Caught on a technicality.
Yeah. He said he didn't know the reason why he'd done it. It was ages ago. Maybe he was just curious of numbers. I was just curious of the numbers.
What?
I added that. I now feel like a number added to his list, not a girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah.
He is amazing. Oh, God, we've got a picture. He's amazing to me and I know he would never hurt me, but this just keeps playing over in my head and I can't believe he added my name when I'm his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At least put my name in bold with a heart next to it. Just like all the rest.
Like, this is the end of the list.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, Sophia, the end.
Yeah.
Surely.
The end
Come
love
on.
Of my life.
Yeah.
Proposal pending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like a nice
Could have rounded it off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't believe he added my name when I'm his girlfriend. And I can't get the image of him and these girls out my head. I haven't told any of my friends as I'm just so embarrassed. Girls, Aww. What would you do? Both please help. Also, when he was in the chat, I went in onto his recently deleted notes and I took a picture of it. I searched them on Insta.
Oh, no.
So she searched the names and he still follows half of them.
No.
Yes. No. No, that's a new layer.
Oh,
that's
that
a
is
new
so
layer.
Disappointing.
What a new layer. Oh,
God,
what a
you
layer.
Took a picture of it and you went looking on
Would
Insta.
You both be
Isn't
pissed
it just
off?
So shit when you really find what you're looking for? Damn.
He still follows half of them.
Listen, the it, thing
Do you
want
to see the pic? Before we
of
delve?
What, the list? She's got a picture of the list?
No. I forgot, I wish. Oh, we should. Please send a picture of this. Thank you. Okay, this is the couple. Gorgeous looking couple.
Let's see.
Happy and smiley.
Oh, must be an old pic.
Are you
kidding? That's a really
must be an old pic, eh?
Oh, they're very like, he's handsome and she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely, oh, they do look well suited.
He's got
they?
Some nice Birkenstocks on.
Listen, the thing here,
he's got his toes out, she's got his toes out.
She's got his toes out. open heart, open mind, open toe shoes. Listen, the thing here, this kind of goes back to ignorance is bliss. Okay, you're not mad that he's slept with these girls in the past. You always knew that, you know, you didn't assume he was a virgin when you met him. Like,
yes.
Everyone knows that everyone's got a past, but it's just hurt your feelings to see this list.
To your, see it with
your
own
name
eyes.
On the list, like you're just another one of the names.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was made a couple, like in the summer.
Yeah.
But
while
you
were going through a hard time.
While you were, down in the dumps.
And then the cherry on top is the fact that he's not even got an ounce of respect to just unfollow these girls. He's still following half of them, which that could be, you know, God, how many?
I know. But then some boys, like, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
If he's not really using, like, if he's not, like, scrolling on Instagram, if he's not really using his Instagram, the people that you don't engage with...
Yeah, but
with,
then that's the classic excuse. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate. Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
He's not really using it because some guys... Some girls don't, some people don't.
Yeah.
If he's not engaging with their content, it won't be showing on their feed. Unless he's like, he may not have seen these people's posts. I never see their posts. Yeah. You know, you only see the posts who you engage with. Mm-hmm. So if he's not, you know, been liking their pics, he maybe has forgot he's following them. Unless he's going to go through his following list and least interacted with, boom, 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 boom. Unless he's going to do that, which he may just not even, might not even be on his radar. That could explain that. I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But yeah.
Still a disrespectful blow.
No girlfriend wants to find that list and read it, see their own name on it, especially... like if you found it way at the end of the notes, you know, a long time ago, you probably could let it slide. Yeah. I think it's the fact that he made it whilst you guys were in a relationship.
If it was made
that's
in 2018,
a bit weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like, but then I do also think he was probably very embarrassed when you found it, probably did forget that he made it.
Yeah.
And.
Because I also do get it. Sometimes you want to reflect on the past.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, you do,
you know,
just
maybe
reflect
he
on
was
the
like
past.
Out with his mates and they were talking about one of his mates had a list and it was in his thing and he thought, oh, I don't know. But yeah, no one wants to find that. I would be really pissed off as well, especially seeing your name
on it. I'd be raging. Are you joking?
Yeah.
I'd be absolutely enraged.
But in terms of what, I do think it's forgivable. I don't think it's a sackable offense.
As long as he isn't
just not
liking
ideal,
these
is it?
Girls' pictures actively.
Well, now, the point is now, you know, you can say to him,
this is
disrespectful. I don't know if you're aware of this.
At least he knew it was disrespectful and delete the list.
Yeah.
The list straight away. Because he could have really tried to defend himself, you know, to the bone.
Yeah, he could have. He surrendered straight away.
He did. That's at least something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want him to, you could... You can say to him, why are you still following these girls? Unfollow them.
It's fucking embarrassing.
He should be like, oh yeah, okay, let me have a look. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And that could be the end of it.
Hopefully. Because there's nothing worse than getting into a new relationship with a boy and he's still following all the girls he used to text and sleep with.
It's not ideal, is it?
It's not ideal. It's disrespectful. Like, this is the new age, right?
This is the new age. Preach it, sis.
It is, Soph, isn't it? And I don't care how little you go on Instagram or if you're even least interacting with them. This is the new age.
This is the new age.
Right? It's the new age.
So
and a
20th,
double-
what century are we in? 21st century.
Yeah, we're in the 21st fucking century. And the new age is a double tap on that girl's like.
Well, that's different. Yeah, liking pics.
I mean, even following, you're letting them know, I'm still here. I'm still aware of you and I still like you. That is what that gives, especially a double tap, especially a follow. So, and as much as you deny, it's just a follow, it's disrespectful. Unfollow. It's disrespectful. It's the new age.
She said it.
Right?
She said it, people.
So it's like, okay, whatever.
If that's your boundaries and if that's how you feel about it, then...
Like, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, then it's wrong. It's disrespectful, right? And you need to understand as my partner... That's how it makes me feel. That's how it makes me feel.
It may not have made your ex feel this way.
Exactly.
It may not make you feel this way. You may not even think about these girls at all, which you probably doesn't. But it makes me feel this way. That's what it's about.
So as your girlfriend who you see your future with, I would like the same level of respect as I would pay you, because I'm not following random boys who I've slept with before.
Unless you are. But then it's each to their own.
Exactly.
You know? Everyone has a different standpoint
Everyone
on this.
A
some people
way
don't care.
Mean, yeah.
Some people, like Chintu, obviously feel very strongly about this. And
it's the new age, Sophia.
It's the new age. I do think that's forgivable. Not ideal.
Yes.
But I do believe he probably is a little bit embarrassed that you found that. And I think you can get through that personally.
Same. let him know we can't just, you know, it's not a quick fix.
I think he can make that up to you.
Me too.
And I think you can just leave this in the past.
At least he deleted it straight away and wasn't like blindly trying to defend it.
Yeah, I'd like to think he was just bored on the toilet and, you know, was just cracking up a list.
Because like I said, we all like to reflect sometimes. Just
a little bit here
instincts.
And there.
Mm. You know, we reflect all the time back on the past, don't
this
we?
This is the new age.
Yeah, it's...
That's the quote of the episode. This is the new age. Chintzy Baylor Silla.
Yeah, and the notes app, it's the new age.
True.
You know, if we were to ask Angie and Romano, Fiona and Grant, they haven't got no electronic notes.
No, they haven't.
You know, it'd be finding, you know, a quill and a piece Scroll. Of bark.
Scroll.
under the bed in a dusted box.
Piece of bark. They weren't cavemen.
Or
they
the
have
typewriter.
Pens and paper.
Typewriter. With an old piece of unfinished paper in
parchment
it.
Parchment paper.
Grease
like the
paper.
Egyptians.
Oh my God, yeah. What?
Yeah, we did it at school,
what
didn't
did
we?
The Egyptians use?
Parchment, wasn't it?
Parchment?
No.
But we use parchment to bake cakes.
We definitely began
parchment,
with a P.
Parchment, grab a piece of parchment. Do I need to butter the parchment?
Bit of foil. Yeah, what did the Egyptians for? We did it at school.
They used bark.
I thought
no,
it was
stone.
Papyrus!
Let's fucking go!
She's got it!
Yes, papyrus paper!
Parchment! I was close!
Papyrus!
In hieroglyphics. Yeah. All the girls' names.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, what a time. Okay, well, let's wrap it up there. Why don't, for next week, our question of the week.
Yes.
Be about finding your boyfriend's list, body counts,
finding stuff in your partner's notes. What's the worst thing you found in your partner's notes? That's our question of the week. And listen, a body count list is pretty up there with you in the list.
Yeah, with you in the list
at the bottom of the so, future. You know, it's like to be continued.
To be continued.
Imagine
dot dot dot.
To be continued. That would send me.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Okay, right.
Thank you so much for listening. Let's find a quote.
Let's find a quote. There we go.
Why don't we go in our notes and see if we can find anything in our notes?
Da, da, da. Oh, in our notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me scroll back to my oldest notes.
I've got long cream dress, long red dress, black jumpsuit, red jumpsuit.
Oh, okay. My oldest note, it only goes back to 2019, but disappointing.
Yeah.
But it was all of our names for Bonnie, which is our family dog. So if anyone is getting a puppy for Christmas and needs some name inspo, these are names that we were going to name Bonnie, but we didn't. Daphne.
Oh,
loved Daphne.
That's such a
we
nice
were so
name.
Close to naming her Daphne, but we didn't know about shouting Daphne on the part. You know, Daphne.
Daphne.
Drop it.
Daphne dog.
We have Blondie, Missy, Buttons, Muffin, Sandy.
Buttons, Muffin.
Sandy, which is so cute.
Sandy.
Daphne, yep. Toast.
Yeah, toast. Random.
Buffy. Loved Buffy.
Buffy.
Ruby. My dad wanted Ruby.
Aww.
So he could sing Ruby, 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 Ruby.
Yeah.
Phoebe. Tink. And what does that say?
Tink.
Pixie, I think that says.
Pixie.
That's scroll.
You know what? Yeah. It's Muffin for me.
Muffin. It's Sandy, Daphne, and Buffy for me.
Buffy.
So cute. But she's called Bonnie. That's
Bonnie's
my oldest note.
Cute.
What's your oldest note?
I got some randos here. So my oldest note, 2016.
Wow.
So that's got almost 10
that's
years.
That's really synced up.
We've got some passwords here, 2016. I've got links to AYM Studio.
Oh.
2016. I've got neon mini two-piece scent, pink set, pink neon. July pink. Corset dress, bright red. Tango mini two-piece, ivory, white. Jenna bikini top, blush, shimmer, size medium.
Is this
medium.
You outfit planning for a holiday?
Pillow jogger set, size M. I've got grey leggings, grey Nikki top, oh poly coat.
Nice.
Grey joggers, grey beanie, leopard coat, black leather trousers.
That's a lot of outfits.
Nude heel boots.
Fab.
Things from the wash, makeup wipes, straighteners.
Things to pack in a suitcase. Things from the wash, makeup pack, suitcase.
I've got shampoo, conditioner, hair oil, makeup, straighteners, socks, black aviator, charger, adapter.
Ooh.
2018. I've got BTS with a heart.
Oh. God, what a time. 2019. Look through your notes, everyone. See what you find.
It's actually kind of hilarious.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want an extra episode of the Girls Backroom podcast, you can get it every single Monday over on Patreon.
Yes, you can indeed. It's
a whole group chat over there. You guys are meeting.
It's a literal group chat.
You're swapping your Instagrams. You're debating, what was I going to say? You're like coordinating tour trips.
Yes.
People who are coming solo are in the group chat and they're arranging to go together, which is so amazing.
We're showing Christmas nails and all sorts.
It's a good time in there right now. We hope you like our trees. And if you have any dilemmas, please email them to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And please follow us on Instagram at thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok. And
that's about it.
Is that
on YouTube?
Yes, and on YouTube. Subscribe. There we go. Where we are here today.
Happy holidays. Yay! See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.